Two young religious women were drawn into a game of cat and mouse in the house of a strange man. That is the plot synopsis of Heretic, a 2024 film running an hour and 51 minutes. It was released November 8th, 2024. It stars Hugh Grant as Mr. Reed, Sophia Thatcher as Sister Barnes, and Chloe East as Sister Paxton. So Hugh Grant was the creepy guy who these two young girls came to the house to try to convert him to be a Christian or to join their church. He happened to be like a religious zealot in effect. He had all these things set up in the house already, and he was completely 100% prepared for them to come visit his house. In the film, they have the two young girls. One's a dark-haired girl, Sister Barnes, and then the other one was blonde girl, Sister Paxton. They purported to be from the Latter-day Saints church. When the movie first starts, as you see in the trailer, he asks them if they would like to come in, and they ask, is your wife here? And he's, oh yes, she's in the back. Come on in. So they come on in and sit down. That was the only stipulation, that he had someone else there. This was a stormy night and it was really, really cold outside and it was rainy. So they definitely wanted to go in there because they were on bicycles. I would assume that they were supposed to be teenagers. I don't know, but I think they're probably in their early 20s if I had to guess. But the way they were running around, it was like they were teenagers on their bikes, and they ran into Mr. Reed at this house. They started to get into some of these, I want to say, these religious discussions. It was weird. Hugh Grant played this part, Mr. Reed, where he had this board game almost set up in the other room, and he was playing them like they were pawns in the game or pieces of the game, and he was trying to play a game with these two, and they had to make a decision which door they wanted to go in because he wouldn't let them leave out the front door once they got in. So as the film progressed, they went through the door. Both doors led to this basement, and there was a strange woman down there, and this woman had a veil on, couldn't tell who she was. They thought maybe it was his wife, but it wasn't. Mr. Reed comes walking in, said this is the prophet, and then she's going to die, and then she's going to be risen from the dead. And there's this whole plot line. It was just really weird, and I thought it was, I don't know, unnecessary. I could be wrong, but I just don't think anybody would ever do this type of thing to someone. I hope I'm right about that. I just thought it was really strange. And then eventually they discover that there's a room further in where there's a bunch of these women in cages, old women, and they were doing whatever Mr. Reed wanted them to do. It was just really strange. Eventually, Mr. Reed stabs Sister Barnes in the neck, or he slices her throat. She supposedly bleeds out, and then he cuts open her arm, and then they pull out a birth control device out of her. It was just really strange. You're kind of drawn to figure out what's going to happen. How is Sister Paxton going to get out? She did have a knife or a letter cutter Sister Barnes gave her, and ultimately, going into spoiler territory, she ends up using that near the end, but not before Mr. Reed was able to slice her with his own knife. So it was strange, and right as Mr. Reed was about to finish off Sister Paxton, sure enough, Sister Barnes comes through and beats him over the head. It was just ridiculous. She was supposedly dead already, and if she really had her neck sliced open as they showed at the beginning, there's no way she could have regained consciousness, I don't think, to be able to save Sister Paxton, although she was praying for a miracle right in that moment, right when Mr. Reed was about to kill her. So maybe that's what it is. I was reading some of the comments, and they were saying this is making a mockery of the church, and especially picking on the Church of Latter-day Saints. And I don't know if that was the intention of this film. I don't know if it was just making a mockery of religion in general. They were saying religion is all about control. That's what this is about. It's not about trying to save you or being able to get you go to the afterlife. It's about controlling people and controlling the masses. So that was the message that they were trying to spring forward. But for me, it wasn't a great film. It was entertaining at points. It also didn't work as a horror film. There weren't really any jump scares that worked for me. I was kind of hoping maybe it would be a late kind of horror flick that might work as like a scary movie, but it really just didn't work for me that way either. And I would say skip Heretic. It wasn't great. And for that reason, I would only give Heretic 2 stars.